So some people might kind of brush this off as an issue not being a real serious concern. A lot of people think that especially dogs are really good at keeping themselves warm at winter. But what are some of the problems pets can face if it gets a little bit too cold for them?
I guess the main problems that many of my Your Vet On clients often ask is just how they can keep their pets warm, happy and pain-free. So when we talk about keeping them warm, they're discussing things like, you know, if they've got a very thin coat, should they be giving their animal a little coat to wear? And this doesn't just apply to our dogs, of course. We can consider this for cats and also for our animals that might be outside, such we might have a pet goat, we might have horses, all that sort of thing. So providing something that can keep them warm, especially overnight, we often find that can be a tough time for many animals. So a warm coat can help with that. And particularly having a kennel or an enclosure that is protected from the rain, and also, and this is probably even more so, having it protected from drafts and wind. I don't know about you, but there's nothing worse than having a draft coming through.
Under the door, it's the worst.
It is. So our pets actually feel that too. So it's really important that we try and block those drafts and we elevate their bed so it's not absolutely on the cold ground. It depends where you are, but, you know, with these people that have got, if you've got a heater or a fireplace, just be really careful with those, because sometimes we have pets, especially our cats, who actually like to get really close.
Yes.
And sometimes will jump on top.
My friend's cat burnt his tail by sitting on top of a heater. I always have to put the grate up at my house too, so the cats don't jump in the fireplace. They love it.
Absolutely, because they're real heat seekers, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yep. Now, how can we tell if our pet is kind of one of those ones that needs a little bit of extra attention, that might need a coat? You mentioned they're the ones with kind of the thin hair.
Yeah, so we've got, if you've clipped your pet, like some people clip their dogs in winter and their horses, of course, if they've got just a really thin hair coat. So often a lot of the smaller breeds, and just, I mean, it's a little bit of a physics lesson here, but the smaller you are, often, you know, you have a less surface area, so the colder you get.
Mm.
So we're talking the little guys, you know, we've got the, even up to, you know, sort of French bulldog, poodles. My old girl, she's a foxy. She used to really feel the cold, so I used to always try and give her a nice woolly coat for that.
Now, how do we make sure that the coats that we're putting on our animals, whether they be puppy dogs or horses or any of the other ones that you've mentioned there, how do we make sure that they're fitting and that they're comfortable?
Okay, so for most of our pets, we've just got to make sure that they're not restricting their movement in any way. So I always make sure around the neck area that you can fit a good couple of fingers in there, and the same under their armpit so that they can, you know, move their legs freely. And if you do notice that your animal becomes, and I see this quite often where they just stand like a statue,
yes.
When you've put the coat on, it might pay to try another one. Like, some of them can be a bit stiff. I mean, my old girl, she used to have a raincoat and she wouldn't move the raincoat. But you give her her woolly jumper and she's like, "Whoa, this is great. I'm going to hoon around."
Yeah, I find my dog's really fussy as well. She needs like a knitted situation. She likes it nice and loose and comfy, but she also gravitates towards colours, even though I know dogs are colourblind. She's an absolute princess. It's a whole thing. Now, if anyone out there is kind of still unsure, is this something you'd recommend speaking to your vet about?
Absolutely. And, you know, you can talk to your own vet or our service, which is Your Vet Online. We're available 24 hours a day. So you can ask us any questions. We can give you the answers. We can get treatments you can do yourself. You can do this all without leaving home.
Wow. That's a fantastic service.
It is. It's so get on over to us at yourvetonline.com. And yeah, as I said, we're always available. It's a 24/7 service.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Davidson, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you for joining us this morning. I'm sure that there are many doggies and kittens in Sydney who will thank you as well later today when they get a brand new jumper.
Excellent.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.